WDIY presents Lehigh Valley Art Salon, showcasing the arts in every form.
Welcome to our special edition, Lehigh Valley Art Salon, for the 16th Annual Student Poetry Project, presented by Lehigh Valley Press and WDIY. This is Paul Willistein, and I'm hosting the show along with George Van Doren. I am editor of the Lehigh Valley Press Focus section, in which the poems will appear April 28th and April 29th in the Focus section of the 8 Lehigh Valley Press newspapers, and that would be Salisbury Press, East Penn Press, Bethlehem Press, Parkland Press, Northwestern Press, Northampton Press, Whitehall Copley Press, and Catasauqua Press. And then the poems will appear online on the websites as well. George Van Doren is here with me today, and he is the chair of the Student Poetry Project Adjudication Committee. George, let's mention about the folks who were on the committee this year.
Yes, joining Paul and me on the committee were Shirley DeLucio, another retired Bethlehem Area School District English teacher, as am I, Marilyn Hazelton, a published poet known in the area, and Ann Michael, who's also a published poet and who is a professor at DeSales University.
And this year, because of the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, we adjudicated the poems by Zoom, virtually, which was an interesting experience, and I think everything went really well. And also this year, again, because of the pandemic, the students are not here in the studio. It's George and myself and James Johnson as the engineer. James is the news director here at WDIY, and we're socially distanced and we're wearing masks. And the students are calling in and they're reading their poems and they're going to be interviewed by George and myself. Any thoughts about the poetry project this year, George? What is your impression? Usually we have some kind of theme going or some kind of representation of the mindset of the students and of the community and the world in general.
A couple of interesting things. One, in the very, very beginning, Paul contacted us, the people who have been on the judging team, and said, you know, what do you guys think about the contest this year? And I believe it was Marilyn said, we especially need the poetry project this year because of the pandemic, that this is something that, you know, reaches out to people and has, I think, in these times, even more meaning than it might otherwise. Certainly the pandemic was a topic that came up in the student poetry. There were some students in different classes, you could see that such and such a teacher maybe assigned a topic or gave a few topics that they could consider. Other teachers seemed to throw it wide open. I think with the older students, they were doing their own writing and submitted just kind of whatever the spirit moved them to do.
And it has a nice alliteration to it, pandemic poetry or the poetry of the pandemic. And I, myself, in reading these poems, we each read the poems. George, they were submitted, and the poems were all emailed to the poetry committee members. We read them on our own, and then we narrowed them down for the Zoom conference meeting. And I was very moved by these poems, and I especially, you know, you think of all the things that were taken away from the students, especially, whether they be elementary or middle school or high school students, and those are the three categories, your heart just goes out to them, and then you're reading these poems, and you're really reading and understanding what they're going through, and it was just, it really brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, I have to say, although poetry doesn't generally bring tears to my eyes, and it didn't this year either. But I was very impressed with the quality of the poems. You know, in the very beginning of the poetry project, we probably had higher numbers. We were about 125, 130 this year. But the quality of the poems that we did get was very good. So I'm appreciative of that.
Well, thank you. How about if we take it away now with our first student, and we're going to be hearing a poem by Ella Mary Groller, and she is going to read her first place winning poem in the elementary school category. She's age 10, and she attends the Arts Academy Charter Middle School in grade 5. Ella Mary Groller.
When this is all over, I'm going to the mall, the Vera Bradley store, where I'll touch all the book bags and lunch boxes, red, yellow, and pink splashes of color and sleek designs. And I'll see my friends. I'll touch them, too. We'll have sleepovers again. We'll go to bed at 11. Eat junk food right out of the bag and not even care about germs. We'll paint each other's nails, laughing and talking about boys. We'll sit close together, much closer than 6 feet, hashtag not socially distancing. We'll listen to music and dance Fortnite dances especially. The hype in the Orange Julius, our arms crisscrossing. Such cool kids, and we will laugh. We'll lie on the floor, cross our arms, and when a friend pushes down on us, our two laughter will explode in the air without a care. When this is all over, I'll eat at a restaurant again, like Torre. Guacamole and chips, mango and coconut iced tea, cool delight down my throat. Of course I'll go with my friends. We'll have a contest to see who can drink the mango tea faster. Somebody will probably spit it out and make us laugh, and it'll be funny. Loud laughs that make our cheeks hurt from drinking it from so much joy. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, I have to ask you, how did you pick that as a topic? I think it's a very good topic. I'm just curious, how did you come up with that?
I was just thinking because at the beginning of the school year, we started out virtual. I just was thinking about this stuff.
That was George Van Doren, and George is a retired Bethlehem area school district teacher, and he is the chair of the Student Poetry Project Adjudication Committee.
So also, I noticed you have a whole bunch of very specific details. How did you come up with those? Is Vera Bradley a place you normally go? Where did you come up with the places?
Well, I really like going to Vera Bradley. It's a lot of, I like looking up the designs and like the lunch boxes, and my mom and I usually go together.
Okay, cool. And I have to say, as I looked at your poem, and it's unfortunate that our listeners can't see the poem as well as hear it. You have some really nice repetition going on there, I'll see my friends and we'll sleep over again. We'll eat junk food. We'll paint each other's nails. We'll sit close together. We'll listen to music. Very nicely done. And to my ear, just the right amount of it. Some people will go on starting with, we'll do this, we'll do that, we'll do the other thing for 6, 10, 12 lines. You do it for 4 lines and you break it up and then you go on to something else. And you follow it from the Vera Bradley to the sleepovers to going out to eat and bring your friends along when you go out to eat. And your poem is really one collection of concrete details, which is something that a lot of really good poets do. And you sneak in one really good metaphor there, that the mango and coconut iced tea, the cool delight on my throat. I thought that was really excellent. Did you write this poem?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Did you write this poem in school, or is this something you did at home?
So actually, I'm the only one in my Living and Media Arts class, so we get a lot of stuff done, and I wrote this on a Word document with my teacher, Ms. Frankenfield.
What is your teacher's name again, please?
My teacher, who is my Literary and Media Arts teacher, is Ms. Frankenfield.
I see. And you are the only person in that class? Is that because of the virtual remote teaching, or?
No, actually, I was only the only one that did it for my secondary.
I see. That's interesting. I like the way the poem looks on the page also, and the way you separate the stanzas. And I want to note that people who are hearing the poem will be able to see it in print in the April 28th and 29th edition of the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers. And your photo will be there too. Thank you very much for that. Do you have aspirations to be a writer or a poet? Or I understand you participate in a lot of activities. In fact, I believe you're on your way to a music lesson. Is that correct?
I do dance.
I see.
And I do want to do some of writing and poetry when I get older, but I really want to do dance and be like begin dance when I get older, like a ballerina.
Great. That's wonderful. Where do you take dance lessons?
I go to Pennsylvania Youth Ballet in the Lehigh Valley.
Oh.
And I also go to Naughty Dance Studios in Easton.
I see. That's great. And that's, so you're over in the main studio, I guess, on Main Street in Bethlehem for the ballet? For the youth ballet?
I'm going to Naughty Dance Studios for ballet today.
I see. Very good. George?
So I was saying, did you find out about the poetry project from Mrs. Frankenfield?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so I think she did a good job getting the word out. We've had many students from her class submit poetry.
Wonderful. Well, I thank you again for entering the contest. good luck in all your endeavors. And I also want to mention that you read the poem very well, very expressive. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you for the award. It means a lot.
You're welcome. We just heard from Ella Mary, and now we're going to be taking a quick break. And when we come back, we'll be hearing from the middle school poet, Ian Verna, read by George Van Doren. We'll be right back after this message.
This is Sheila White, one of the hosts of WDIY's Lehigh Valley Art Salon, encouraging you to support us now during our spring membership drive. On Lehigh Valley Art Salon, we strive to shine a spotlight on the wide range of artistic styles and forms happening in the Lehigh Valley: the visual arts, theater performances, music performances, fiction and nonfiction writing of all kinds, and Paul Willistein's weekly film reviews. Whether it's our annual episode with the winners of the Student Poetry Project, or updates on venues like Miller Symphony Hall and Zollner Art Center, Lehigh Valley Art Salon is there for you each and every Monday on WDIY's airwaves and streaming anytime on WDIY.org. If you appreciate this vital window into the arts happening here in our region, please make a membership gift now during our spring membership drive. Your gift of $10 a month or $60 for the year will ensure Lehigh Valley Art Salon can continue to spread the word about all the artistic offerings in the Lehigh Valley. Take 2 minutes now and join us by giving online at WDIY.org or by calling 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to the 16th Annual Student Poetry Project. This is Paul Willistein, and I'm here with George Van Doren. Next, we're going to hear a poem written by Ian Verna, age 12, grade 7, of the Arts Academy Charter Middle School. Now, Ian was offered to read the poem on air and be interviewed, but because of privacy concerns, he didn't want to, and we respect that. So now we're going to be hearing Boredom by Ian Verna, read by George Van Doren, and George is the chair of the Student Poetry Project Committee.
Boredom by Ian Verna. If boredom were a color, it would be white as a blank canvas. If boredom were a taste, it would be just like stale saltine crackers. If boredom were a smell, it would be as boring as boiling water. If boredom were tangible, it would feel like dull metal. If boredom were a sound, it would be as piercing as white noise. If boredom were called by any other name, it would be quarantine.
Wow. Thank you, George.
I have to tell you, I really, really like this poem. Working with students and teachers in poetry, trying to get across what a simile or a metaphor really is difficult. Students, particularly grade school, middle school students, haven't been used to that. And so the first time they say red as a rose, they're like, oh my goodness, I came up with something wonderful and original. And you have to tell them it's a cliche. And so what he's done here, with a little bit the exception of the blank canvas, he's got a bunch of really well-selected and original similes going for him. And the point is that a simile should be similar to the other word, but not, it should not be immediately apparent. The saltine crackers, the taste of boredom. As boring as boiling water. What a wonderful choice for a smell.
Mm-hmm.
So, and one of the things he did with this poem, which doesn't always work, but he made it work very well, was he hid the real subject of the poem until the very last word.
And that subject of the quarantine, or as it's called, the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, shutdown and lockdown, that has been a theme that's been bubbling up, and here it did. It boiled up in this poem, and it appeared in several poems and several references in the poems this year. The poems often reflect the zeitgeist of the world we live in, the area we live in, and this year was no exception.
I have to give a shout out to Ian for, of all things, using subjunctive. If it were a color, not if it was a color, if it were a color, your English teacher would be proud of you. And also, shout out to Colleen Frankenfield, the teacher at the Arts Academy Charter Middle School. A number of her students submitted poems, and generally they were quite good. So if you're a teacher out there listening, next year the contest will roll around again, and we certainly would invite you and your students to participate.
And I thought it was a very good time for this type of project. In our virtual world, in our remote teaching, there hasn't been that much in person. Now we do have hybrid programs and people are getting back into the schools, but it seems to me that this particular project is suited very well for sort of the isolation era that we seem to be in for the last year.
One of the things that I tried to get English teachers to think about is that when you teach the writing process, you go through your pre-writing, brainstorming and so forth, your drafting, your revising, getting it all edited or revised. And you can use poetry to go through that whole process, and you can have some interesting discussions that work, I think, better with poetry than with prose. For example, punctuation. Why do we even need punctuation in a poem? Well, when I write a poem, which I occasionally do, I use the punctuation to try to get the reader to read the poem the way I want. So there's a punctuation mark here, so stop. Or I might use, as one of the students did, Ella Mary. The end of hers, she has not only an exclamation point, but all caps. And so what are ways that we can get the reader to see this poem or this piece of prose writing the way we want them to understand what we're thinking when we're writing it? So that's a discussion you can have more easily with poetry than if you're just writing, an essay.
Great. So. Well, thank you, George, for reading Ian's poem. Up next, we will have the high school first place poem read by Avery Lynn, right after these important messages.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to the 16th Annual Student Poetry Project presented by Lehigh Valley Press and WDIY. We're going to now hear from Avery Lynn. Age 17, grade 12, Freedom High School in the Bethlehem Area School District. And she is going to read the first place poem in the high school category, Icarus Retold. Avery Lynn.
Icarus Retold. Icarus is a love story. Icarus is a boy, young and in love, and fallen not from grace, but into the depths of it. Icarus is a boy who fell, not because of his arrogance, but because he wanted to. Because he had spent his whole life holed up in the dark, so what could make him feel more alive than a single moment of blissful freedom, so pure that it's never been shared by another man? What could he long for more than Apollo's tender kiss, for his rays to shine bright upon his pale and dull skin, for his flesh to prickle at the freezing rush of wind flying past him, for the sweet and merciful burial found in Poseidon's deep. Father, forgive him, but Icarus was in love. Boy grown in shadows and boy slain by sun, sometimes you spend your whole life wishing for something and never even get to taste it. Sometimes you die with dreams hollow and moth-eaten in the back of your heart. Icarus swallowed his dreams whole, juice running sticky and sweet down his bony fingers, a boy so starved that he ate the whole world. His eyes were always much bigger than his stomach. He sits at Apollo's feet now, sun-kissed and tanned and happy, tired of being painted as a fool. He did what so few had the courage to do and devoted himself entirely to that which he longed for. Icarus is the boy who never learned how to do things halfway. The boy who was told to stay between the sun and the sea and instead he touched both. Who was told to stay afloat so he drowned himself in the tides of his desires, woke to Apollo's beaming face and warm hands saying, I was trying to give you something better. And Icarus cups the god's face. He is not afraid because he does not know how to be. Apollo glows warm. Icarus traces his dark cheekbone, says, "What could be better than this?" And he seeks the truth. For now he sits in Apollo's concert halls, has heard 1,000 symphonies, been the subject of millions of poems, boy made of marble and boy carved into stone, boy of sun and sea and sky. Icarus flew not to run away, but to run towards something intangible, something he longed for. Father, thank you for the wings, but your son is made of star stuff. Icarus flew for love. Love. The whole time it was for love.
Just an excellent, excellent poem. What led you to frame that as a love story? I mean, as you point out, frequently it's an example of hubris, of arrogance, mm-hmm. but what led you to frame it that way?
Well, like you said, as it's so often told, it's a cautionary tale. And I just wanted to look at it as something different. And in the myth, as soon as Icarus is released from this dark maze that he's known his whole life, he is immediately thrown into the open air and reaches for the sun. And so I just thought of Apollo's position as the god of the sun and how Icarus was likely reaching for him.
Excellent. Excellent. You have some wonderful stuff in the poem. I've many lines that I've highlighted. And, you know, you talk about, it's interesting, we talk about Apollo's tender kiss, and then immediately the kiss becomes the rays of that shine bright upon his pale and dull skin.
Mm-hmm.
And the line, "Sometimes you die with dreams hollow and moth-eaten in the back of your heart. Icarus swallowed his dreams whole." The way you carry that, they're moth-eaten in the back of your heart, but he swallowed his whole, and he's done things that no one else has ever done. Really, really nicely framed.
Thank you.
Do you write poetry on your own, or is this something you decided to do for a school project?
No, I write on my own.
It sounds it.
Now, do you have aspirations to be a poet? Because I think you could single-handedly bring back epic poetry.
Thank you. I would certainly love to do that. That would be kind of a dream.
Well, you are a senior. What are your plans post-graduation? Do you have anything lined up? Or I know it's difficult to visit campuses and apply, even apply to colleges and universities nowadays.
Yeah.
What do you look forward to?
Well, I've narrowed it down to a couple of schools. I'm applying to be an English major, and I'm hoping to go into teaching English. So I hope that I could continue doing poetry along with all that and hopefully help my students love it too.
Wonderful. I would recommend, not to be a presumptuous or a nudge here, but I would submit this to the New Yorker. I would submit this to other publications, sincerely.
It is really a wonderful poem. This was unanimous number one choice, and two of the people on the panel are published poets.
Wow.
So
thank you.
Yes, very, very good stuff.
Thank you.
Do you write prose as well? Do you write songs, or do you mainly write poetry?
I do a little bit of both. It's mostly poetry. That's just kind of always been my thing. I've really been doing it most of my life. Not quite as good at prose. Wish I could get better.
Yeah, one thing I would say in terms of being an English teacher and getting your students to love poetry, I was an English teacher for many years, and for a while I was in the curriculum coordinator for English language arts in the Bethlehem district. And I always used to tell teachers, if you have the choice, and you usually do, teach what you love, because mm-hmm. that will come across to the students.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have to pick from poems, don't pick one and say, I should teach this because I guess it's part of the canon. Pick one I love this poem. And that really comes across.
You read the poem very well, and it's interesting. And again, people will be able to see this in print in the April 28th and 29th editions of the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers and then online. But do you read poems in public? Have you done poetry readings?
No, I've never done that.
Uh-huh.
You should talk to Mr. Ziegler about maybe doing a coffee shop. Of course, these days you can't. Maybe you can do a virtual coffee shop. Out of Freedom.
That would be so much fun.
Wonderful. Well, Avery, we thank you very much for participating in the contest. And I don't even like to say it's a contest, because so many of the more than 120 poems that were submitted were just excellent. And it was really difficult to choose the top poems to be published, and then even the top poems, to such as your poem, to be read and interviewed on WDIY. But we thank you very much for participating.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
I would like to thank everybody for participating in the 16th Annual Student Poetry Project, especially the sponsors, the Lehigh Valley Press newspapers and WDIY, Lehigh Valley Public Radio, an NPR affiliate. And I'd like to thank the teachers for encouraging the students to write the poems and also the parents for helping the students to enter the contests and the student poets themselves. And also, since it's National Poetry Month in April, we have to thank the Muse of Poetry. This is Paul Wollestein for WDIY, Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Thank you for listening.